In Virginia, children in poor families have access to everything from doctor's visits and immunizations to diabetes and cancer treatment. It's through a program called FAMIS, an acronym for Family Access to Medical Insurance Security. This weekend, Congress let funding for the program lapse. They pay for almost 90% of it. To make up the shortfall for this year and next, Virginia would have to scrape up almost $190 million.
That's a huge financial hit to Virginia.
Ashley Everett is a policy analyst with Voices for Virginia's Children.
There are budget restraints and there are other, you know, competing budget priorities. It's very likely that there will be a huge number of children and pregnant women who will not have health insurance.
That's if Congress doesn't act immediately. Committees in the House and Senate haven't given up yet. They're expected to release a possible funding bill this week. Virginia's Department of Medical Services says it has funding to last only through January. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.